Soon after India went into a strict lockdown in March, its central bank allowed borrowers to put off loan repayments for 3 months. That moratorium has since been extended by a further 3 months, and another extension is reportedly being considered. It appears to have been a boon to borrowers, but top financiers such as Deepak Parekh, the chairman of HDFC, a big mortgage lender, and Uday Kotak, the chief executive of Kotak Mahindra Bank, are beginning to worry that it is damaging the financial system. They are urging the Reserve Bank of India, or RBI, the central bank, to change course. The moratorium was intended to prevent the cash crunch induced by lockdowns translating into a more lasting shock by allowing revenue-starved companies time to pay back their debts. India has not been alone in using payment holidays, though those in other countries have tended to be more limited in duration and scope. But India's government is less able than those in the rich world to afford other ways of supporting borrowers, such as generous cash handouts. Huge numbers of borrowers have availed themselves of the payment holiday. In its financial stability report published on July the 24th, the RBI noted that half of all loans went unpaid in April. Fully two-thirds of loans made by publicly controlled banks, which hold 70% of the industry's assets, were unpaid. A smaller yet sizable chunk of lending went unpaid at private banks, from a third of total loans at domestic lenders to a tenth at foreign ones. One reason for the disparity between private and public lenders is that different banks attract different sorts of borrowers. Small and medium-sized firms, which rely on state-run lenders, were keen users of the moratorium. These are unlikely to have huge cash buffers. As revenues dried up, they may have had little recourse but to defer loan payments. By contrast, foreign banks mainly serve multinational companies with deeper pockets. Some banks asked borrowers to opt into the scheme. Others at first employed a more generous opt-out approach, though they have since changed tack.